penal colony on Friday, with authorities saying he collapsed after a walk. Yulia Navalny has laid the blame at the door of the Russian leader, saying he was killed because he could not be broken.
They are now hiding his body. They're not showing it, not giving it to his mother. They're pathetically lying and waiting for the traces of yet another of Putin's Novichoks to disappear there.
A woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder after three children were found at a house in Bristol yesterday. A 10-month-old baby was among them in what authorities described as a deeply distressing incident in the Seamills area. A court's heard how a woman debated whether to cremate her baby girl with petrol. 36-year-old Constance Martin and her partner Mark Gordon, who's 49, are on trial accused of the manslaughter of their newborn. Police are working to establish the breed of a dog shot dead by officers in South Lanarkshire yesterday. The animal was described as being dangerously out of control in East Kilbride. Students could soon see their bags being checked as part of efforts to ban mobile phones at schools in England. The government's issued guidance to help stop disruption. Some unions have called the advice a non-policy for a non-problem. These pupils at a school in Southwark in London think it's a good idea, but that parents will be worried.
They might feel uneasy about their child coming back home since they didn't have communication with their child.
It's reasonable, but I reckon they shouldn't do that because some students might need to check something on their phones.
Using phones at break time is not really reasonable, as disrupted your learning.
And Roy Hodgson has stepped down as manager of Crystal Palace. The 76-year-old was taken ill during a training session last week. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's going to be a dry one tonight with plenty of clear spells. Areas of cloud will drift in at times, though, with overnight lows of 5. Now, heading over to Tuesday morning, may see some bright spells in places, but cloud will drift in. It remaining rather cloudy through much of the rest of the day as well, but it will be dry one. It's going to be breezy as well, but with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Thank you.
just to let you know, now that the incident has been cleared on the M25 clockwise, it is now moving not too bad. Still got a bit of delays, but certainly not 70 minutes, just to keep you updated. And welcome back to the second hour here on Drive with me, Joe Bailey. Now, birthdays, let's get them to them quickly. Hope you've had a brilliant one if it's been your birthday over the weekend. If it's your birthday today, well, you're going to know that you're ready. Share it with one of the most distinctive voices of last century. Yes, it's Smokey Robinson. With the Miracles, of course, got the number one single, Clear of the Tears of a Clown, even. And Being With You as a solo artist in the 80s. But actually, the song itself's a really sad one, because Smokey Robinson actually got the idea of this from an Italian opera, right? So it's about a clown who's got to make the audience laugh, even though behind that makeup and the mask, he's crying because his wife's betrayed him. It's such a sad song. Maybe I should have told you afterwards. But it was actually, the music was actually written by Stevie Wonder. But this is a brilliant track. This is actually from, I think it's, yes, 1967, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Tears of a Clown.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my head, spinning around and around.
Britney Spears, what a track that is. Now, coming up in a second, we do have Fleetwood Mac Dreams for David, who's rung in and said the sun's out and that wants a little bit of dreaming. So there we go. Dreams, Fleetwood Mac, is for you, David. Coming up, I love this song as well, so thank you. I feel like you've actually requested that for me, so thank you, David. So that's coming up soon. Oh, and our four at 4:30 today actually are all really, really brilliant tracks from a really famous film. It's a well-known now-ish film as well, so I'll give you a little bit of a clue. And, of course, I want to know what the film is. So that is all coming up at 4:30. So we're just going to have the ads. And then, David, your track is up next with Dreams, Fleetwood Mac.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Of your love.
Appreciate your request for that one. Thank you. That was Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. And if, like David, you would like a request, radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music and X at Joe Bailey Music 1. Just the one, the number one, rather than the whole word. Anyway, one of the loveliest songs is from a guy that was round in the 80s. Actually, when you think of the 80s, one of the voices you think of, for me especially, I think, is Holly Johnson. Yeah, one of the most moving vocal performances for me was a recent-ish one for the movie about Jamie. Now, he actually was initially approached by the musical's producers about playing the role of Hugo. I don't know if you've seen the film, but it is brilliant. It's on stage as well, obviously, in the West End. But he couldn't actually do it at that time. So then it was obviously picked up by Richard E. Grant in the film. Now, this track, This Was Me, was actually written by the writers of the then stage creation. And so this is a wonderful track. This is This Was Me by Holly Johnson. It's one of my favourites of his.
Let me tell you how it used to go. Freddie playing on the radio. The old lady couldn't stop the show. We felt like we could fly. Poison patter and a barbed remark. Betty Davis doing Joan of Arc. Dirty glamour dancing in the dark on days that wouldn't die. When we felt like we could fly. It was real love. Look around and feel love. Tearing up the floor. Something we love more than life. This was me. We were children in the night. Every star burned twice as bright. We were tough and we could fight. We held the line. This was me. Every sorrow had a song. Every lost boy could belong. We were young and never wrong. I was divine. This was me. This was me. Every Friday we'd emerge reborn. Keep on dancing till we saw the dawn. Making history and breaking laws. Oh God, how good that feels. We were heroes in our heels. This was me. We were children.
begun. We were sinners playing in the sun. Kept on partying till 91, until that fateful day.
We were peacocks in exotic herds. Wouldn't listen to the warning words. That's the problem with such pretty birds. They always fly away.
Even Freddy couldn't stay.
Gets me that Holly Johnson with This Was Me. Here's the travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, the delays have been cleared with the earlier broken down van. On the M25, the QE2 bridge, that was clockwise from Junction 31 to Junction 1A in Dartford. Previous congestion was way back. It is clearing now, but there's still a little bit of congestion if you are heading from Essex into Kent. Now, also, let's have a look a little bit more closer to home. On the A130, Canvey Way, slow between Sadler's Farm and Summers Avenue. Also in Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 East between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout, only around 10 minutes, not too bad there. Brentwood, slow moving traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street of Wilson's Corner. And Clacton, slow on the A133 heading towards the seafront there. Just come in at Chelmsford, Chelmer Road, slow moving traffic between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy roundabout. Also slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, but it's not looking too bad elsewhere, to be fair. Heading over to the tube for you now. Minor delay still on that central line due to the shortage of trains. Yet trains are still not stopping on the Metropolitan line southbound at Northwick Park or southbound at Preston Road. Underground station will be closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town for quite a few months yet still, but the minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town in Uxbridge is still going on due to a shortage of trains. And finally, the severe delays on the Elizabeth line between London Paddington and Heathrow's terminals 1, 2 and 3. Now, we've got our five at 4:30, and today, no, we're not going to go down to what was number ones on these days or the chart of today on this day or anything else. What we're doing, we're actually going to choose the soundtrack of a film. Now, it is a now-ish film, so you may know it. It's been spoken of a lot recently. And so here is the first track from them. They are all brilliant ones. This is Girls Aloud with Sound of the Underground. So, do you know what the film is? Crank the bass, I gotta get some more. songs from this soundtrack are from the kind of 90s and noughties. There's one now-ish as well that was also... Actually, it's been released twice, so that is coming up as well. So we got three brilliant tracks, all from a film. I think you may know what it is if you do like your films, but if not, they're brilliant music anyway. We've got Baby Bird coming up in a minute, but now, Blur, Country House, here on Phoenix FM.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in a centuries, anxiety. Yes, the credit's on him. In the country, watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up all his bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. In touch with his own mortality. And looking back closer, it's a helping hand that makes you feel rather sublime. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But it makes that heart start trying to simple. Lives in a house, a baby house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. She comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
taxi. You tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest. Snapped me till it hurt. Big as yours. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're
track is back on our A-list. It was out 20 years ago. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, is probably the most famous song from this soundtrack to a famous film that's actually out now. Do you know what the film is?
It's Murder on the Dance Floor. You better not kill the groom. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so, 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 I'll have to play. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. There may be others. And so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so. You'll just have to pray. You better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's a murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's a you better not kill the groove. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right down. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not.
So the five songs, all from a soundtrack, from a film. Now, if you watched the BAFTAs last night, they were all talking about it all night, virtually. The writer is Emerald Fennell, who's actually an actress. Oh, hang on a minute. Yes, she was actually in one of the midwives, in Call the Midwives, I think second or third series in. And Joe, back on track, hang on, yes. Anyway, Emerald Fennell actually said that the music in general for her is really, really important. She said it's a huge part of the writing process. So she's the one that wrote the film, and it was, or is, I should say, Saltburn. Yes, everybody's talking about it at the moment, and it's a brilliant soundtrack. There's so many more songs that I could have chosen for you today. That was our 4 or 5 at 4:30. Now, coming up after the break, we have local artist Katie for Kings with one of my personal favourites of hers, Money Motel.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for a worth indicator, baby, it's not me. I burned both my feet, keeping my head in the sand till I couldn't breathe. Cotton onto candy floss until it started rotting my back teeth. Coffee, mugs and sugar lumps were all I rely on for energy. That's what they did to me. Girl, you better get yourself out of the polythene world. Girl, you ought to take yourself out of the money motel. Hell, is good for you until you start to realize that you're sick. Wait until the preacher comes, it's surely an image that shouldn't stick. But my dear, it is what it is. Oh girl, you better get yourself out of the polythene world. Girl, yourself out of the money motel. Hey, who knows if they send a
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, tonight it is Monday. We know what day that is. That's a Phoenix Open Mic night. Essex Arms, Worley in Brentwood, literally out of Brentwood Station, turn left, and it's right in front of you. It's hosted by Kevin Piggott. It kicks off from 8 p.m, but get there a little bit earlier. It finishes around 10 p.m. as well, so not a late night either. He records everything, and then what he does, Kevin, he picks out a few to play on his Sunday show. Sundays from 10 a.m. So you may be one that he picks out. So that's tonight at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Phoenix Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms in Worley Hill. Get there a little bit earlier to sign up. I'll be going along in a couple of weeks' time, but don't delay. Go today.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yes, I do like an open mic night. Now, I know I said as well, because I had a couple of messages saying, what's going on with your open mic tour? Well, I'll be honest with you, what happened is I went to a football match a few weeks ago, and I got a little bit carried away, and I was singing a little bit too loud, and I actually didn't damage the vocal cords, but they're just not as good as they should have been. But they are much better now. I can sing. So you might be going, oh, boo. Never mind. But so, yeah, I will be going to an open mic. Not tonight. I'm still going to leave it a couple of days. But Thursday night, going to pop out to one in Southend, and I'll let you know all about that on Friday. But now, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. I've gone way back. It's the first ever time in almost a year that I've done a Guess the Intro that is from the 60s. But it is a brilliant one.
Guess the Intro.
Tune in to the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Oh, yes. So, I love that song as well. So, I love that promo. Nice one. So, yeah, go along to the Sunday sessions. Go along to the open mic tonight and you might actually feature on the Sunday session show. I will get it out before the end of the news on Phoenix FM. Right, now, taking us up to the news, it's just me, Sam. I'll see you after five.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.